When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I believe we can learn as much from failure as we can from success, if not, in fact, more. And that's why we have this segment called Failure Friday. By the way, welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Failure Friday is a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. Now, these stories tend to vary, but often they start with an idea or a plan of attack. And you think the plan of attack is going to work out and be amazing, but of course, it doesn't always go that way. And that's why we try to actually, you know, just delve into that moment and what does it feel like? That moment or that process, sometimes it can take a while when you're in that space of, I thought this was going to be amazing, but it actually turned out to be something different. And eventually I'm going to get to amazing, but you know, I have to go through that other part first. So today's short story features Chelsea Rail. We told the first version of her story. I'm going to call it the first version for a reason. The first version of her story on episode 1198, Nurse Relieves Stress, Earns Cash from Custom Cookie Cutters. She actually made 3D printed cookie cutters. It's not a cookie cutter business. Wait a second, it actually was a cookie cutter business. Normally that's an insult, but in this case, she was selling actual cookie cutters. It wasn't that she was copying someone else's business. But I digress. And I called it the first version of her story because this update you're going to hear from her now, it's one of my favorites of the year so far in the Failure Friday series, because you're going to hear how she has made a transition, how she actually struggled a lot, how she took on too much, how she was unfocused, even how her mom had to bail her out of some business debt, but also how she unraveled herself from this position. Such an inspiring story. As I said, I really enjoyed it. Without further ado, I want to turn it over to Chelsea, and I'll be back at the end for a quick wrap-up.
Hey, my name's Chelsea Rail. When I was first featured on Side Hustle School, my business was Sweet Sugar Star, and the story was about designing and selling 3D printed cookie cutters. What they didn't tell you was how unfocused I was in that business. When I originally started Sweet Sugar Star, I was trying to do everything. I sold all kinds of decorating supplies, sold a monthly subscription box, and taught local decorating classes. In theory, it should have all worked together, but it didn't. Because I sold supplies on a national level and also taught local in-person decorating classes, it was extremely difficult to market under one business because my audiences were different. I also racked up a bunch of debt and inventory thinking it would sell easily and quickly. It didn't. My subscription box was doing okay, but I wasn't making any money outsourcing the supplies. So I decided to invest in 3D printers and use my artistic abilities to draw cutter designs. I learned the 3D modeling software and went through a steep learning curve of 3D printing cutters, which was much more challenging than I had anticipated. However, this allowed me to start taking in a small profit and pay down some of the debt, but it still wasn't enough. I became pregnant with my daughter in January 2020, and with it came extreme fatigue. I had an emotional breakdown one day because I felt too tired and burned out to continue running the business, but still had several thousand dollars in debt to pay off. My mom actually bailed me out of my business debt, which allowed me to close up shop for a while to focus on my family and having a healthy pregnancy while working my regular full-time job. I rebranded to Minted Prints Cookie Cutters and reopened in January of 2021 with a focus on selling only cookie cutters. Being limited in time between my full-time job with part-time childcare for my new baby helped me stay focused on doing one thing in my business. which helped my marketing and helped me make smarter decisions on how to run and grow my side hustle business. Since reopening, I have run my business in cash and have grown an average of 30% per month over the year. I follow the Profit First Financial Plan by Mike Michalowicz, which helps me keep my materials and operating expenses within a reasonable budget, save for taxes and profit, reinvest in my business, as well as finally pay myself. I have always heard that as a business, you need to be focused and cut away on all the extras when developing your offer, whether it's a service or a product. I honestly thought I was doing that in the beginning because everything I did was centered around professional cookie decorating. I have since learned that if you cannot speak to one person about your offer, you are doing too many things, and it not only spreads your efforts thin, it's confusing to your followers. It was only when I was forced by time constraints to hone in on only selling cookie cutters that I was able to grow my business, be profitable, and start paying myself. I would challenge any business owner who is feeling burned out or struggling with your messaging to focus on doing one thing really, really well. Once you have proven systems in place for selling and fulfilling orders, then you can expand to additional offers if that's what you wish to do. To all my fellow side hustlers, I wish you the best in 2022.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That's the theme of Failure Friday. And so many lessons, so much insight from that brief update from Chelsea. Man, in just a few minutes, you can be inspired, entertained, and go away feeling motivated, having learned something. So what a great update. I love some of the things she said about how in theory it should have worked, but it didn't. You know, and that's how it is sometimes. Like when I heard that, I was like, oh yeah, I can think of a lot of times myself where I'm like, it should have worked out. This idea I had in theory, it seemed great. But you know, theory and practice are sometimes different. Also, she mentioned Mike Michalowicz. Mike is a good friend of mine. I spent some time with him recently in Nashville. So I'm a big fan as well of his Profit First model. There's a book called Profit First. He's got a whole business behind it as well. So I definitely recommend that to our listeners. And then lastly, what she said about focus on doing one thing really, really well. I wrote that down. I put it in all caps in my notes here. Focus on doing one thing really, really well. Thanks so much, Chelsea, for sharing this transparent, truthful story. Listeners, I want to encourage you to check out her updated website, newly updated, minted-prints.com. minted-prints.com. She's also on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, everywhere at Minted Prints Cutters. Maybe not everywhere, but you know, just look for her wherever you go on social, Minted Prints Cutters. We'll link it up in the show notes page as well. And if you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Thank you for tuning in today. There's something out there you can do. I believe there's a business for you as well, some kind of idea that you can take action on. So I hope you'll get closer to it today. And I hope you'll join me again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.